To have to get used to her new name, Mrs. Selby. It sounds strange, unreal, but it is real. She has the marriage certificate in the bag slung across her back. It was a short, businesslike ceremony conducted at the magistrate's office in Colombo, not the sort of thing she had dreamed of as a child. There was no silk or lace, no flowers to hold, or rose petals scattered in her hair. But they are husband and wife. That's all that really matters. A feather of grey smoke wafting up to the clouds tells her she is close to the dockyard. As the trees thin out, she catches a glimpse of the hull of a ship, of an elephant hauling a huge wooden crate onto the back of a bullock cart. As she reaches the place where jungle moss gives way to cobblestones, she breathes in a heady mix of smells. Tar, cinnamon, musk and pepper, the fresh dung of animals and the stink of drains. Men with nothing but strips of grimy cloth wound round their waists clamber up and down gangplanks like busy ants, shouting and whistling as they go about their work. She feels the baby stir. One tiny arm emerges from the sling, the fingers opening and closing like a sea anemone. She lays a protective hand over the tiny ear, shielding it from the yells and curses of the coolies. She needs to find a quiet spot to wait until it's time to board the ship. There is an enormous clock in the custom house. She sits on a bench, sandwiched between a large Sinhalese woman in a red sari and a miserable-looking boy with a cage full of live chickens on his lap. As the minutes tick by, a knot of anxiety tightens inside her. Nearly 1:30. They are due to sail at 2:15. Some of the passengers are already forming a line at the gate in anticipation of boarding. What will she do if the gate opens and he hasn't arrived? A ship's horn blasts and the baby opens its eyes, a frown puckering its forehead. To forestall tears, she gets to her feet, climbing over the suitcase the woman in the sari has dumped in front of her. She walks back and forth, trying to rock the child to sleep once more. Once she glances at the clock again, it is almost 2. The gate is open, and people are making their way to the quayside. The boy with the chickens is just going through, and the woman is a distant red blur against the looming white of the ship. She hurries to the window at the back of the custom house, craning her neck to see over the tangle of glistening brown bodies, elephants and bullocks. Where is he? The plantation is only 1/2 hour away by rickshaw, and he promised to be with her an hour before they sailed. Then she sees a face she recognizes in the crowd. Not him. The turbaned man coming toward her is his bearer, Chaminda Vass. Her heart leaps at the sight of him. Henry can't be far behind. She waves to catch his eye and runs to meet him at the door. Missy! He sounds out of breath. He isn't smiling. The set of his mouth makes her stomach churn. Where's the Sahib? Is he outside? He sent a message, Missy. He's been delayed. He asked me to make sure you were comfortable on board. He will join you shortly. She looks at him for a moment, trying to see beyond his eyes. Instinct tells her that something is not right. Please, Missy, you should go now. Get the baby settled into our cabin and unpack your things. She raises an eyebrow. They both know that unpacking isn't going to take her very long. The sum total of her worldly possessions is pitifully small. Let me help you. He takes her arm and guides her toward the gate to the quayside. Suddenly she feels limp, as if all the fight has gone out of her. As she enters the cabin, the ship's horn sounds again. She feels the door vibrate with the force of it. The baby lets out a piercing cry. I can see him, Missy! Chaminda Vass is peering through the porthole. I'll go and fetch him. You stay here with the baby. Sinking onto the bunk, she unwraps the cloth that holds the child, rocking the tiny body in her arms as she crosses the narrow strip of floor that lies between the bed and the porthole. It is difficult to make out the figures on the quayside, so misted is the glass with salt from the voyage across.